My name is Adriana Urszula Dobrzycka. I was born in Warsaw, Poland on September 21st, 1980. I lived there as a very young child, but I moved to Florence, Italy, where my mom is from, when I was 10 years old. The neighborhood where I grew up in is the neighborhood where my mom had grown up as a child herself. One of the things that was difficult is I just had to get acclimatized there and meet all new friends and learn how to study in Italian. At first, it was very difficult, but people in Italy are very, very warm and they're very, very friendly. So in a very short period of time, I had friends and little by little, I got used to all the different things in Italy. I have two older sisters, Silvia and Claudia. Silvia is the oldest, Claudia is the middle, and I'm the youngest. My oldest sister is 7 years older than me, and my middle sister is 3 years older than me. So growing up, it was like having three moms. They were all very protective. And as the youngest in the household, I had to make sure that I did everything that they told me. Both of them studied in the US. They studied in a college called Holy Family University in Philadelphia. And when I was finishing up high school, I actually had an opportunity in my senior year to come to the Minneapolis College of Design. And so for a semester of my senior year of high school, I did freshman courses in this college. It was an incredible experience. Even though I didn't speak English very much, it was like through the language of the art that we were able to communicate. And I learned so much about expressing and explaining sort of some of the most inner most feelings or thoughts through art. And then I went back to Italy, finished high school, and had an opportunity to have a scholarship to come to the same school my sister studied in. It is an incredibly wonderful experience. It makes you grow up a lot. You just learn so much. You broaden your understanding of all these different cultures and learn to appreciate how different people have lived in different places. And it made me really want to travel and learn more and see cultural monuments and learn about history, because there's so much about history too of each of our countries that influences who we are as people. And having an opportunity to interact with somebody who has grown up in a completely different place really makes you appreciate how we are all different, but also makes you more excited about learning even more. I mean, I've eaten all sorts of different foods that I've never experienced before, and it's just such an incredible learning experience, just even the food part. There's just so much to the different cultures. And in fact, as a result, I studied anthropology in my undergraduate studies. Then after I graduated from college, I came for graduate school at Pitt. That's what brought me to Pittsburgh. And I worked for a foundation here in Pittsburgh that works to empower women and girls in the region and grow equity for women and girls. And then now I work at Vibrant Pittsburgh, an organization that works to grow the diversity of the region. So we help people who are new to the region get accustomed to Pittsburgh and meet people and make friends. And that really is the most important thing when you're new to a new place. Connecting with people who have either shared your experience or who can help you learn about the place, it's really crucial. While everybody shares the same values at the core, they are expressed in so many different ways, and appreciating it helps you kind of expand your views of the world. And we are global citizens after all, so it's important to have an understanding how different people grow up and the things they experience.